513 Free, Live Like We're Dying, WWIB, The Wib Wake Up Show, and Jesse Hamble from 513 Free going to be here for some staff pictures to update our website this morning at 9. Let's see if Jason Cairns plans to be here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did anybody send you the memo about staff pictures at 9?
No, I did not get that memo, and I will be in with patients at that time, so
yeah.
I will not be there, yeah.
Somehow you
get get there and they would say, who is this guy?
It's, 5 minutes before 6 o'clock in the morning. And as one pastor had asked recently if I'd talked to you, and I said, yeah, he's on with me every morning at 5:45. And he was like, wow, that's early. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We hit the ground running early.
Yeah, that's right. Bright and early. And you got a copy of a book you were excited about yesterday.
Yeah, so there is an author named Cole Arthur Riley, and to clarify, that is a woman. Her first name is actually Nicole, but she goes by Cole. And she had written a book called This Here Flesh a couple of years ago, and it was one of the most astounding books I've ever read. And she had a book coming out called Black Liturgies, and I think the subtitle is something like Poems, Prayers, and Reflections or something like that. And I had heard about it sometime late last summer and immediately pre-ordered it, and it arrived yesterday. So I am very excited to dig into that book.
Hmm. And yeah. When you posted that picture of that, I'd seen Shauna Nyquist had shared the picture of that exact book just yesterday, yep, and said, spent the morning with this capital letters, breathtaking book out today. So grateful for Cole Arthur Riley's voice and work. You're not alone, I guess.
Yeah, well, so when I first read it, one of my Facebook friends had recommended it, and I picked it up. And then I recommended it to several others who I also saw recommending it to more people. And so many things like that go by word of mouth. And with her first book, I read the first page, and I was thinking to myself, I will definitely be in for a treat here. She has a way with words that is just astounding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking forward to getting into that.
So just kind of have you read it? So Black Liturgies, I mean, can you give me just a brief synopsis?
Well, she's a black author, grew up. I think it's a lot of things like reflecting, at least her first book was reflecting on the world, reflecting on growing up in her family. And again, I think just deep poetic reflections about life and the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but just a very gifted and beautiful writer.
Right. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are up to 1 Peter 2:11-12. I got to tell you that I was excited this morning after 8 below Monday, 5 below with wind chills of -20 to -32 yesterday, 3 above this morning with, just a scant bit of wind, so basically 3 above, but it's still very cold out.
Balmy, yeah. Compared to yesterday.
Yeah, comparatively, so. Comparatively. All right, 1 Peter, help me out. Did we do 11 and 12 today, right? 1 Peter 2, 11.
11 and 12 today, yes. Yeah, and it says, dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world.
All right. And in your devotional commentary, letters to beloved, you handle those verses this way. Live as a citizen of my kingdom, although you will remain in the world until you pass from earthly life or my son returns. Your citizenship is with me. The way the world operates does not suit you either. Selfish ambition damages your soul. You are my representative, so act honorably. Because of the world's sinfulness, people will still attack you and speak against you, but their attacks will not stick if you pursue my righteousness. Your example may lead some people to repent and glorify me. Final thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's just this idea of living differently, right? To have our lives reflect the fruit of the Spirit, to be kind and gentle and loving and faithful. Looks different in the world we see. And as I watch the world right now and even many Christians in the world, there's not much difference.
Right.
And I think it's an important call to step back into that place of kindness and other-centeredness.
A couple of things. One is, I mean, I think that's what struck me as I read your posting there. I mean, I thought, you know, I think of the souls of the Nietzsche line about, you know, the sinfulness of our own heart, right? I mean, the evil in our own heart. And Chesterton, right? I mean, the biggest problem in the world is me. You can think of... And so I just think that it starts with ourselves for all of us, right?
Right. Yeah. For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. We can always look out there, and there will always be problems out there. But I think you're exactly right. Starting at home is where we need to go.
Very good. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. All right. We're all about birthdays here on the Wib Wake Up Show at 6:20 in the morning. It's the time we shoot for, and sometimes we hit it, and sometimes we don't. All right. Well, birthday Bob in Rice Lake, who is also Packer Bob. Two sides of the coin, for sure. And on the listener line, where we're always interactive at 715-396-1670, he says, good morning, Mark. I'm not going to be available tomorrow morning, so I wanted to wish my... tomorrow. Let's see. Which would be today, because it was yesterday he sent it. Life is complicated. He says, so I wanted to wish my sister-in-law, Jill Lindner, from the Sparta area a happy birthday. I think I gave the Sparta temperature earlier, and I could check it again here for you. Yeah, like 3 below. So a little colder than us at 3 above. Thank you, Bob. We've got that one passed on to Jill. Hope it's her best birthday yet, Jill. But Cliff and Spooner, not to be outdone, another third-day fan extraordinaire, says, good morning, Halvo. A couple of birthday shout-outs today. My longtime neighbor in Eau Claire, Robin Knopp. I'm going to go with Knopp, K-N-O-P-P, or it could be a silent K, and Knopp. I'm going to go with Knopp. And a good friend from Shatek, Ann Zimmerman, with birthdays. Happy birthday to both of them today. Also, from Facebook, Amy Lynn Polnasek Johnson, happy birthday. The birth anniversary of Jess Pedigo. Mary Travis, a great sister in the Lord, and Ashley Mitchell, out in California. Pretty nice, probably a little warmer there. Root for the Packers, I'm sure Ashley will. Also, we've got the celebrity list for you this morning. James Earl Jones. Oh, he's 93 today. Such a great voice. I think we got a little James Earl Jones. Can we track that down? The intern here, get me a little. I know what it's under. He's got a baseball line, I think we've got from James Earl Jones here this morning. Here we go. James Earl Jones. How's this for radio? Good radio right here.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
Told you. Maury Povich, 85. Steve Harvey, 67. Jim Carrey, 62 today. Michelle Obama is the big 6-0 today. Some people think she's still going to run for president. I don't think so. Kid Rock, 53, though you never know. A dancer with an impronounceable name. I'm not going to even say. Zoe Deschanel, kind of a great love story. And she married one of the Property Brothers, or is going to? I don't know. But they're in love with each other. She's 44. Former NBA star Dwayne Wade, 42. Great player. Just made a big donation to Marquette, his alma mater. Kelly Marie Tran, Rose in the latest Star Wars films, is 35. And YouTuber and boxer Jake Paul, 27. Boy, our promise of the day is from Proverbs 3:11-12. I will discipline you in love as a father who loves his children. You know what? We ran out of time to read the devotion. It just is what it is, but nonetheless, check the devotion yourself at 365promises.com. Looks like you got a question.
What if your heating and cooling bill went down by 70%?
Win it Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB, and or continuing with a question from yesterday.
Yeah, we tried this 3 times, did not get a winner, but maybe today is the day. We need you to call 715-723-2555, and we've got a great prize as well, Havel. We're calling it a Girl Power Prize Pack because it's from all-female artists.
Yeah, we've got Lauren Daigle's new release, which was a gift offer of ours from Wib Incorporated recently as well, and so that's fantastic. A lot of great music from Lauren, and then also the Jaren Band. The band Jaren, a nice blue medium-sized T-shirt from them.
All right, so we have both of those prizes for you, 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you can give us a call here. The question is this. Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. 850 million of what? That's what we want to know. Almost 850 million of what were sold last year? It is not rolls of toilet paper, Pokemon cards, books, cell phones, boxes of facial tissue, cups of coffee, bottles of water, golf balls, face masks, televisions, pet toys, video game systems, pairs of shoes, rolls of wrapping paper, pillows, or coffee makers. But it is something. Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, what do you think?
I'm going to say houses.
Houses. Was it 850 million houses sold last year? It's not, but thank you, Elizabeth. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Let's see where else we can hear from. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday?
Dale from Rice Lake is a long shot, but gnomes.
Gnomes. Dale from Rice Lake takes a long shot and says, is it gnomes? Honestly, I've seen them even like at Aldi in the special buy section. Gnomes are very popular. I enjoy gnomes.
I think that was one of the answers for last week's question, too. But is that it?
Is it gnomes? It's not, but thank you, Dale. Call us back from my hometown of Rice Lake, 715-723-2555. Good morning. Lots of calls now. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin from Fountain City.
Hey, Kevin
from Fountain City. I'm sorry I talked over you, Kevin. One more time.
Gift cards.
That's cool. Is it gift cards?
Is it gift cards? 850 million gift cards. Is that what we are looking for today, Kevin from Fountain City? Afraid not. Call back.
Sorry, Kevin.
715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Molly, and I'm calling from Thorpe, Wisconsin.
Hey, Molly from Thorpe. Our first guest from Thorpe this morning. What do you think, Molly?
Cell phones?
Is it cell phones? I believe that was guest yesterday, so we'll give you a bonus guess if you want to think on your feet.
Okay, is it lottery tickets?
Is it lottery tickets?
Good guess.
That's a really well thought out guess. Is it lottery tickets, Molly from Thorpe? 850 million of them sold last year. It's not. Thank you. Call us back, friend. 715-723-WIN-IT-WEDNESDAY here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Man, there are just so many people to choose from who think they know what this is. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Kara from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Kara from Chippewa Falls. What do you think? Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. 850 million of what?
Gum.
Was it gum? Packs of gum or sticks of gum? Anything gum related? Halvo?
That's not it. Sorry.
It's not, but thank you. Try back if you can get through. We'll take two more calls here. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Last of two before we push this off. 20 minutes. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony, go ahead. What do you think?
Disinfectant wipes.
Was it disinfectant wipes? Someone guessed face mask yesterday. Was it disinfectant wipes? No, Tony, afraid not. 715-723-2555. Last chance here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Xavier Lynch from Tony.
Xavier from Tony, home of Jim Leonard, which everybody says every time we come up
yep.
to Tony. Great town. What do you think, Xavier?
Is it pizzas?
Is it pizzas? 850 million pizzas sold last year. That is excellent. Well thought out. Is it what we're looking for, Halvo?
It's not. I'm sorry, Xavier.
Thank you, Xavier, for calling and participating. We're going to try this again, and I think maybe a clue, Halvo? I think we'll have a clue.
Yeah, I think so. That's going to be the fifth go-around at this, and we've got to give you some kind of hint. Win It Wednesday, it is a question that started yesterday morning after 7:45, and this is the fifth time we're throwing it out to you for your chance to win our Girls Power Package.
Yes, we've got the Lauren Daigle new self-titled album for you, and also from the band Jaren, a beautiful blue size medium t-shirt. They were at Midwest Unity Fest, of course, this past summer. So that's what could be yours, 715-723-2555, if you can figure out our trivia question. No one has yet.
No, they haven't. In fact, the most recent wrong answers were, it's not houses, gnomes, gift cards, lottery tickets, packs of gum, disinfectant wipes, or pizzas.
All right. And again, to recap, the question is this. Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. Almost 850 million of what were sold last year? And we are now at the point where we're going to give you a clue. And the clue is this. Think entertainment. It is entertainment related. Entertainment related. Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. There's your clue. 715-723-2555. We have heard from Altoona, Rice Lake, Chippewa Falls, Elk Mound, Marshfield, Duran, Bloomer, Ladysmith, La Crosse, Fountain City, Thorpe, Menominee, and Tony, but have not received a correct answer from any of those fine locales yet. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Paul from Willard. We haven't heard from Willard. Good to hear from you, Paul. What do you think?
I'm thinking it'd be concert tickets.
You're thinking it would be concert tickets. Is it concert tickets, Paul from Willard?
Sorry, Paul.
Thank you for calling, though. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Speaking of which, get your tickets for the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert February 22nd at the Pablo in Eau Claire.
That's going to be a great show. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lauren from Oliva.
Lauren from Oliva. What do you think, Lauren?
Wireless headphones?
Is it wireless headphones, Halvo?
That's entertainment related, but that is not it.
Not wireless headphones. Thank you, Lauren. Call back 715-723-2555. Almost 850 million of these were sold last year. We're saying think entertainment related. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, Michael, go ahead.
Yes, is it a surround system?
Like surround sound systems, beefing up the sound for your TV, your audio system. Is it surround sound systems? It's not, but thank you for calling.
Sorry,
Michael.
Michael.
Call us back. 715-723-2555. There are lots of folks who think they know. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Allison from Triple Falls.
All right, Allison, go ahead.
Movie tickets.
850 million movie tickets sold last year. Allison from Chippewa Falls. That's what she thinks it is. Halvo?
Yes, that's it, Allison.
You got it. Allison, 850 million movie tickets sold last year. What clued you in?
I just thought of tickets, and they said they were talking about concert tickets, so I thought about movie tickets.
There you go.
Well, helping one another out. That's what the WIB family does. Allison, hang on the line. We're going to get you that Girl Power prize pack, the Lauren Daigle CD and Van Jaren t-shirt. Well done.
Allison, have you ever won on WWIB before?
What was that?
Have you ever won on this radio station before?
Not that I can recall, no.
Very good. Congratulations. Inventors. I mean, where would we be without them? And a question asked on social media recently on the internet, what's something that hasn't been invented that you know the world needs?
You mentioned off the air, these are kind of first world problems or first world inventions, but it's fun to think about. And maybe you'd like to add something to the list, 715-396-1670, saying, hey, we need someone to invent this.
For instance, someone said, I want a Ziploc on my potato chip bag, please. That's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. No more need for chip clips. How about a button on your TV that makes your remote control sound an alarm so you can find it?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Buried in the cushions.
Here's another idea. Someone said, my dad would encourage us as children to come up with inventions. One of mine was burrito tape, some kind of edible adhesive strip for when your burrito busted a leak.
Okay, sure. I can see that. We need this to be invented, what the internet said. How about this? Someone said, I want the opposite of a microwave to cool or freeze things in seconds. Mr. Whitaker was building one of those one time on an episode of Adventures in Odyssey.
He is quite bright. Here's another idea. How about a banana bunch? But the bananas are perfectly ripe on a different day of the week.
I love that. We need this to be invented, what the internet said. Glasses with facial recognition that puts people's names over their heads. I've met so... they say put the names over their heads so my forgetful old brain can remember. I don't need them to do anything else. I just need them to remind me of someone's name when I've met them before and forgot it.
I'm sure Apple is really close on that. And finally, how about a TV that recognizes and automatically mutes commercials?
There you go. Things that we need to be invented according to the internet.
Well, it is 2024, and the YouTube channel Theme Park Crazy has come up with a list of the 9 most highly anticipated roller coasters that'll be opening this year.
Not anticipated by me because I am scared of roller coasters, but anticipated by a lot of regular folk who aren't scaredy cats like me.
So let's highlight some of these. One of them is the Hot Wheels Twin Mill Racer in Mattel Adventure Park, Arizona.
It'll be the tallest, fastest, and most inverting coaster in Arizona. It's themed after the iconic Hot Wheels car and features an orange track. That actually does sound really cool.
It does sound cool. How about the Phoenix Rising in Busch Gardens, Tampa, Florida?
This features onboard audio and weaves through the park's atmosphere.
There's the Fire in the Hole 2.0 in Silver Dollar City, Missouri.
It's a revitalized version of the classic ride with new technology, including a custom soundtrack, onboard audio, and new lighting.
Wow, Caleb, you know, Silver Dollar City, we were there, like, it's hard to believe, 15 years ago on a family vacation. We went to Branson and stayed with friends, and yeah, really fun place. How about Iron Menace in Dorney Park, Pennsylvania?
This is a roller coaster with a 95-degree drop. That sounds like a lot. Four inversions and a rustic steel mill theme, but I'm sure it's very sturdy.
Maybe you're going to sit that one out. How about this one? It's called Good Gravy. It's in the Midwest in Holiday World, Indiana. Never heard of it before.
A coaster themed around Thanksgiving dinner. It features a gravy boat-shaped train and a whimsically themed queue area.
That sounds kind of fun. How about the Flash Vertical Velocity? It's Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey.
This is a super boomerang coaster with inversions, airtime moments, and both forwards and backwards launches. It's themed after the DC Comics character Flash, offering a high-speed, high-intensity experience. Again, I'll pass, but Boulder Souls, I'm sure, would very much enjoy it.
It does sound fun and creative. Three more to go. How about the Donkey Kong coaster? This is out of the U.S., though. This one, we're going out to Universal Studios Japan.
I think Cooper might like this. It's a groundbreaking coaster themed around the Donkey Kong video game. It features an immersive ride system with a boom arm and a wheel assembly, providing the illusion of jumping tracks.
Wow, interesting.
Just the illusion. You're actually still on the tracks.
Another one. Let's go to Europe now. Europa Park, Germany for the Voltron.
That's a prototype coaster dedicated to Nikola Tesla. It features the world's steepest launch.
And finally, let's go close to where you went to college in Ohio, Cedar Point, Ohio, the Top Thrill 2.
This is, I never went to Cedar Point. They had all sorts of excursions and I never went. It's a reimagining of the original Top Thrill Dragster, now featuring a forwards and backwards swing launch, making it the world's tallest and fastest triple launch coaster.
I think maybe we're just going to settle for the roller coaster ride of life, Caleb.
This is For Him with that tune on WWIB. I'll just stay right here in my seat.